This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stachow. Doug Largent spent years as a professional bass player, but his true dream eluded him. Ever since he was a kid in church watching the organist play the beautiful pipes, he wanted to try his hands at the keyboard. But he thought it would be too difficult, so he put it off. And finally, in 2009, he decided the time had come. Bought an organ, and he started teaching himself how to play. Later, he met guitarist Brad Maione, and they hit it off. They added Todd Proctor, and soon the Doug Largent Trio was born. Their new CD comes out in September. It's called Right in the Pocket. You can catch them September 6th at the station in Carrboro. But first, they're here with us, Doug Largent Trio. Doug Largent on the organ, Brad Maione on guitar, and Todd Proctor on the drums. Thanks. Good to have you here. The Doug Largent Trio, welcome.
Thank you. We're happy to be here.
So, Doug, you wanted to play the... How young were you when you got this fascination for the organ?
Well, I think I always loved the organ, but by the time I got to junior high school, I was had isolated it as a fascination.
Yeah. But what was too hard about it? I mean, because the big ones in church, I don't know if it was a giant pipe organ, but did it just seem like too hard to carry around?
It just seemed like it was going to be too much trying to play all the different keyboards. Some of these organs have like four or five different keyboards on them and pedals, and I just didn't see myself doing it because I was taking classical piano lessons at the time, and that was seemed hard enough.
So what made you finally decide? What turned it for you in 2009?
Well, my wife was pregnant, and I figured it'd be a good time to think about making a change before the baby came, and I didn't have much choice besides to just hang out with the baby.
that's right.
Which I love to do.
Right. And then you could say, I'm going to the garage to play the organ.
Right.
You change the baby. Would you play a song for us right now?
Sure. This is called Blues for August.
The Doug Largent Trio live on The State of Things with a song called Blues for August. I just met a little guy named August on the way in here. Any chance?
That's August.
That's who the blues are for, huh? So you actually did the soundtrack for the film that we just sayonara hello.
Yes.
Nick Beery's film. How'd you get connected with that?
Well, Nick came to hear us play at the station in Carrboro, and then I think he thought that the sound was perfect for his movies because it was sort of, he couldn't define it as any era. It kind of was a classic sound, classic jazz sound.
So, you write the music? This one, A Blues for August, clearly.
I wrote that one. I've written several songs. We also play jazz standards, but I was writing. We wrote a lot of spur of the moment songs. We kind of just like did them back to back and as ideas.
And so how do you write in that style? It's a style that, as you say, sounds kind of classic. It sounds, and yet it is original every time you do it.
I think the way that I do a lot of writing is I just sit down and I'll start improvising. Then when I hear something that sounds good, I'll write down on a piece of paper and take a picture of it, send it to Brad, and Brad will put it on the computer and print out a nice copy of it. And then the whole process maybe takes about an hour.
Wow. Then you work together with your instruments to try to develop it, or do you do it all on paper?
Well, from that point? We'll sort of learn it on our own. Usually they're very easy songs, so we'll learn it on our own and then get together for rehearsal and work out how it should sound.
Sounds good. Would you do another one?
Sure. This one is called Green Means Go.
Green Means Go, the Doug Largent Trio, live on the State of Things. Doug Largent Trio is Doug Largent on the organ, Todd Proctor on the drums, Brad Miani is playing the guitar, and they're going to be at the station in Carrboro September 6th. Their new CD is called Right in the Pocket. I want to know more about composing the music for Sayonara Hello. Were you looking at scenes and then trying to work with it, or just get a general feel for the film in general?
First thing I did was I went over to Nick's studio and he showed me a rough cut where actually some scenes were just black. And he said, well, what's going to be here is this. And he described me what was there and then just was able to like feel the full emotional impact of the movie. And then right away went home and just wrote a couple of songs that weren't meant to be in any particular place. But I just said you can use them wherever. And then came up with a bunch of ideas and then we got together as a trio and set up some microphones and had him come over, and he just had a list of things. He said, here, I need a couple of minutes of a certain type of song, and we'd say, okay, make up something on the spot and record it. And then, I mean, it was much simpler than a lot of movie composition where somebody will sit down with staff paper and write out a big orchestral score, and the whole thing was maybe 3 or 4 hours.
Well, so he's gone now. You can tell the truth. Were there moments when he said, ah, no, wait, stop it. Yeah, that's not going to work?
No, actually, we pretty much nailed it. I think we worked together really great. And there was one time, it was really funny. He said, well, I've got clowns tumbling over each other, and I need something fast. And we played a fast song, and he said, I'll give you guys $5 if you can shave 5 seconds off that and do it again. So we played it again just a little bit faster, and it was the perfect length. And if you see it in the movie, it's just fits in there pretty well.
That's time-wise. Pretty good. And that raised your total salary to $750, which is great. Would you?
Right.
Well, I think you're laughing too hard now. Would you play another song for us?
This is one of Brad's compositions called La Pioggia e le Onde.
La Poggia e le Onde by the Doug Largent Trio. You can catch them at Carborough Station, the station in Carborough. It's on September 6th. You know, I find that music, and I think a lot of other people do, when you listen to it, it is engaging harmonically and rhythmically. it's also the kind of music that you can have on in the background. And I wonder when you play, and, you know, maybe I can even put this question to Brad if you can find a microphone, or you can ask Doug because you're close to the microphone. If it's troubling at all that people can easily talk over this music because it is great to have in the background, and yet when you listen, you can hear a lot going on. It's great music that
way. It's not troubling to me because I love going to a club where there's a jukebox that has, like, old organ music on it, like maybe old James Brown, where James Brown would actually play organ. And that's, like, you know, I'd love to be in the corner of a club where everybody's enjoying themselves. Maybe they're being respectful to the musicians, but they're not, like, sitting there quiet and glued to the music. That's nice, but I like being just in a party, entertaining people.
Happy you made the switch to organ?
I've been loving it.
Great. It sounds great, and I want to thank you both for being, or thank all three of you for being on the program, and remind everybody that you can see the Doug Largent Trio at 6 o'clock Carrboro Station in Carrboro. No, September 6th. September 6th, Carrboro Station, 7 o'clock, and their new album is called Right in the Pocket, Doug Largent Trio, Doug Largent on the organ, Brad Mayami on the guitar, and Todd Proctor on the drums. That's our program for today. Thanks for listening to The State of Things. This is North Carolina Public Radio, the broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stasio. Once again, the Doug Largent Trio.
Boo-Boo's birthday. 1, 2, 3, 4.